Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this. It's the Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, Wednesday, February 24th at 12:30 in Leedy, Oklahoma. This sale includes 85 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. The sale also features 80 yearling heifers carrying the Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information about the sale, contact Mike or Ann Schweitzer at 580-488-3889 or go online at quartermastercreek.com.
Hey, cattle producers, let me invite you to Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 4th, 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 505 Angus and 34 Hereford bulls in lot order. You can see the sale live at the ranch or go on the internet to liveauctions.tv or to Superior Click to Bid. For more information, call them 800-664-3977 or go to expressranches.com.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's talk about livestock futures. Actually, the cattle futures had a pretty good day. The hogs, though, ended up on the negative side yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw the live cattle and feeder cattle trade and close higher. April live cattle had their highest trade since early January. March feeders, the highest they've been since late January. We saw the continuation of the buying that started last week in our cattle complex, continued right into yesterday. We're still waiting for cash cattle trade to take place. We have not heard of anything in the Southern Plains that have moved yet. We saw yesterday the Ag Outlook Forum is predicting total red meat and pork production to be at record levels for 2016. We saw choice box beef yesterday up $1.04. Select boxes up 26 cents on a total movement of 114 loads. Cattle slaughter, 109,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 2 cents. On the close, April live cattle, $1.20 higher. March feeders, $1.15 higher. April lean hogs, 35 lower.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's look at our grain futures at the end of the day yesterday. The corn, the soybeans struggling again yesterday. The wheat futures had a pretty decent day.
That's right. The wheat futures came out of nowhere yesterday, traded and closed positive, but the corn and the soybeans did trade and close negative. The corn made new lows for February, and the soybeans traded near their February lows. We also saw yesterday Egypt bought 300,000 metric tons of wheat, none from the U.S. Also yesterday, the Ag Outlook Forum showed expectations of corn acreage, 2 million acres more, bean acreage down 200,000, wheat acres down 3.6 million versus a year ago. USDA also estimated average prices to be lower for wheat this year by 80 cents, soybeans lower by 30 cents, and corn 15 cents lower. At the moment, May KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny. May corn is unchanged. May soybeans a penny and a quarter higher. May cotton is down 21 points. April crude oil 88 cents higher. The March dollar index 24 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures 101 points higher.
Now, Tom, for folks out there who might be interested in the commodities trading business, how can they get a hold of you?
Call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today. And that's going to wrap it up for us here on this Friday morning. And for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.